Moncrief on News Talk.
A new directive from the US Embassy here includes instructions on social media. Students applying to work or study in the US must detail all their social media accounts and make those accounts public so they can be perused by embassy staff. They claim it's for security. News Talk's Dystopia has arrived. Correspondent Henry McKean has been out asking people how they might feel about this. Afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sean. The American Embassy here in Ireland, they issued us with this statement. The US Department of State is committed to protecting our nation and our citizens by upholding the highest standards of national security and public safety through our visa process. A US visa is a privilege, not a right. That's what they're saying. So that's a US visa is a privilege, not a right.
Okay, did they give any details as to how looking at somebody putting up, you know, shots, themselves doing shots in a bar 5 years ago in Ibiza somehow a threat to US national security?
They don't go into that kind of detail, but I'd say that perhaps they do. They look at everything. Ibiza shots. Do you want to open up about that, Sean?
No, I don't, in case any US embassy officials are listening. I don't want to go into my dark past.
But I was having shots in Magaluf, actually, in an Oasis.
Oh, my God, Henry, you'll never get into the US again.
In an Oasis-themed bar. They just played Oasis the whole time.
Wow.
That was some fun. But it was more than 5 years ago, so I think we're okay. I met this young person on these new US student visa rules.
To me, it seems a bit intrusive, and I think that it is infringing on people's right to have a life and a right to have their information private. And I can kind of see, I suppose, in a sense, if it's coming from a security point of view, but I would like to see that backed up by facts as to why they feel the need to me, because it seems a bit extreme.
So when was the last time you were in the States?
Pre-COVID, whenever that was.
So like 2019, around then?
Around 2019, yeah.
And if we went through your social media over the last 5 years, so from 2020 onwards, and the Americans asked you to, you know, open up any private accounts, would there be anything in there that the Americans would say, do you know what, we're not going to let you in?
Yes, I'm very pro-Palestine. I'm very pro-Gaza. I'm very pro-peace. So, yeah, I'd say there would be.
And you've, you know, would feel that perhaps they wouldn't let you in because you're pro-Palestine?
I think that would raise a flag, and they would dig. They'd want to dig in deeper, but that has been a consideration for me when I'm taking to social media, and you know, my output in the last 6 months would probably be 90% pro-Palestine sharing. But I think it's important, and I think if we all conform to the way that they dictate, then that's going to be a really, really horrible, sad, scary place to live.
And could you live without visiting America anytime soon?
Yes, I could. I could live without visiting anywhere that I wouldn't feel welcome.
There you go. That's one young person's feel on that. I wonder, is it just Gaza, or is it if you say anything overly critical of someone's, you know, orange makeup job, that might qualify as well.
Well, what they say is, this is what the US Embassy is saying, we use all available information in our visa screening and vetting to identify visa applicants who are inadmissible to the United States, including those who pose a threat to the US national security. Under new guidance, we will conduct a comprehensive and thorough vetting, including online presence of all student and exchange visitor applicants in the F, M and J non-immigrant classifications. So, for example, these are studying in America visas, as well as the J1. I did the J1, which I loved. I went to Hawaii. And for many, you know, the J1 is a rite of passage. And if I can say, since I'm sitting here, I do like American culture. I know you say, what culture? They gave us hamburgers. Obviously, that you're going to say they came from Germany, but they kind of modified them. They gave us pizza. I know you're going to say they came from Italy. But at the same time, you know what? I do like American music. I do like their food. I really, really do. I did get to meet Americans, and they're responding to these changes, and they're giving their view.
I see why, but I can also see the invasion of privacy, too.
Yeah, and I do have a big... I'm against invasion of privacy, but I guess, but again, like you said, if you can see the reasoning behind it, but if it's affecting people in a negative way, you know, more than it is doing the good it's supposed to, then probably not.
And is it just viewing, like, your social media account, like, what anybody else can see anyway?
A lot of them will be public anyway, but they want people who have private accounts to open
them up. The ones who are private, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I can see why.
I can understand it. I just don't know if I agree with it.
Yeah.
Well, we'd be better off without social media.
Yes.
We had a better life.
Yep. Yes.
You know, we have the old golden pages or the yellow pages.
And we have a daughter, so I didn't grow up with social. I didn't even grow up with a cell phone. And honestly.
And you were happy.
I was a lot happier than she is.
You lose your social skills on social media. You're talking to people online, not face to face.
And it influences the way you feel about yourself in a negative way. It's like everyone compares themselves to everyone else, and it creates a more insecure,
environment.
Yeah.
And you're more likely to say things on social media that you wouldn't say to someone's
people's face. Yeah.
So a world without social media, we wouldn't have this issue.
No.
It would be a lot less. Yeah.
If we are trying to uphold the values of free speech and the First Amendment, I think it's ridiculous. You have the right, even as a non-citizen, to express your views and your... And also you have a right to private property, which in some sense is your private social media accounts. Like, you have... There's, like, an inner life and an outer life you can't have. So, I don't know. I'm against it.
So you're against it. And can you understand why the current administration want to do this? Would it put people off? Will there be empty planes going to the States? Will it affect American tourism?
Oh, it's already affected American tourism. Yeah, we're supposed to lose, like, billions of dollars in tourist revenue already. So, I mean, there's a certain sense I get why, but their motivations are usually twisted. So I'm not a fan of the current administration, in case it's not obvious.
It's done for security, says one texter. That's what they always say. But I have a friend who was rejected a few weeks back. They asked him to open his Facebook, which he initially refused to do. Then, after being told he had to, the guy in pre-clearance at Dublin Airport looked at his phone for a few seconds and then said, no, you can't travel. No explanation of what the issue was, just no. Another texter says, Jesus, the Americans are really drinking the Kool-Aid even when they're not Trump supporters. Just what good do they think this betrayal of the most treasured values is supposed to be achieving? And another texter says, what if it left a bad review on an overcooked breakfast and bacon butty in a Trump hotel? That could probably do it.
No, absolutely. I will say I had an amazing club sandwich once in Trump Doonbeg. It was actually really quite nice.
Was it?
It wasn't overcooked. It was perfect.
That's a tribute to the hardworking staff
of
who
course.
Work at the Trump.
Rather than
he was personally there overseeing it. Sure, he only eats Big Macs. Isn't that his...
He does love Big Macs.
God, that's it. We'll never get a visa now because I just said that. We'll never get a visa now.
We're not going to the States anytime soon, are we, John?
But they're like saying, they're saying omitting social media information could lead to a visa denial. But aren't essentially they're saying, we're going to decide whether to let you in or not if you're a student based on your opinions.
Well, what they're doing is they're basically saying, if you don't let us look inside your social media, if you don't go from, they want you to go from private to public. They want to have a little route around there and have a good look and then make a decision. So they're saying, if you don't let us look, it could lead to a denial, perhaps like that person that you mentioned that was going through pre-clearance. Here are people chatting to me in the street.
Would you mind if the Americans looked through your social media over the last 5 years and asked you to turn your private accounts to public so they could have a bit of a rummage?
I would mind, yes. I think I would probably claim that I didn't have social media, to be honest, because, did see maybe things that they wouldn't agree with on there.
So what do you have up on your social media accounts?
Things like Free Palestine.
And you don't think they'd like that?
Criticism of Trump, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't think it would go down well, would it?
And do you get to visit America much over the years?
I have been a regular visitor there. I have family in California, and we are sort of thinking twice about going over, you know, maybe delay for a while.
So you might wait for a few years?
Yeah.
And ask your relatives to come over here?
Yeah, I think that would be the ideal solution, really.
And what's your fear? Is it, you know, getting there and getting stuck there or not getting in?
You just wouldn't know what could happen. It feels completely different from years ago. It feels like you might arrive and they might just bundle you into a room and take your passport, and you just wouldn't know what would happen. You'd feel kind of unsafe going there now.
And you don't have any skeletons in your closet? You weren't in America illegally or anything like
that? No, nothing.
Or a misdemeanor? No?
No, nothing. But then, you know, I think the problem is that you don't have to have any skeletons in your closet, as you say. Like, they might just decide they don't like the look of you, or you've been at protests they don't agree with, or, you know, you don't have to be a criminal to find yourself behind bars over there. It's a frightening situation.
Your neighbour is just back from the States. How do they get on?
She visited California and she said that felt like there was a really different vibe there this time compared to when she'd been there previously.
And when you say a different vibe, perhaps not the same crack, not the same feel?
Yeah, just even with the authorities, they had a problem with a lost passport and everything was very, very by the book and strict and, you know, just a less kind of positive vibe, she said.
Do you want to go to the States anytime soon?
I don't plan to. I would maybe choose Canada now instead of the US, just given everything that's going on.
Would you like to go to the States?
There's nothing really there that interests me. Now, my kids go, they love Vegas and all that stuff, but Disneyland. People are already going through your social media accounts anyway. We don't know who's trawling us there on social media. You know, that's everywhere. With Facebook and Meta, you don't know who's watching your social media reports.
There you go. That's just some Irish people. One Texas says, what if you have no social media or never had it? Do you think they'll think you're lying? That's a good question. They may well not believe a claim like that. Somebody else says the US policy is intrusive, but keep in mind that social media companies have been violating our privacy to an even greater degree for years. That is true. And given that so many of the heads of the social media firms are currently kind of camping in and around Donald Trump's rectum, I would imagine they'll give up that information for free anyway. Susan says almost 50,000 people are shot every year in the US. Surely it's time for them to sort out the internal threat before examining the social media of tourists. Paul says, I really think we should all be reconsidering our visits to America. We're supporting this horrible regime by visiting the country. I understand that maybe people have family there, but if you're considering a holiday, just go to Mexico or Canada. I couldn't stomach being in the US in the current climate. Well, you heard there, well, I mean, not a scientific selection, but some of the people Henry was talking to said they certainly wouldn't consider going there. And tourism to the US in general is down. Now, you did, obviously, this time of the year, you're bound to bump into some Americans out there. Yeah. You played us one already.
And, you know, I got to meet a young lady from the States. Here she is.
You're from Tennessee. Obviously, Tennessee is a big tourist mecca with the
a little bit,
world
yeah.
of country music, and people visit from around the world. Do you think when it comes to getting stricter on visas, getting stricter on people's social media accounts and not letting people in who perhaps don't have the same values as the current administration.
Mm.
Could it mean less tourism for America? And
I could see it. It wouldn't throw my... I wouldn't be surprised. I think if there's like a legitimate, you know, there's like we have a process in place to letting people, I guess, stay permanently. And that's fine if they want to follow that process. But I think for visiting especially, there shouldn't, in my opinion, be some massive, you know, I think the TSA and current airport security takes care of that, to my understanding, for the matter.
So if I had a look through your social media account, and let's say, for example, it was the other way around, would you have anything on your social media over the last 5 years that maybe the Irish authorities wouldn't like?
Honestly, not really. Unless they don't like, I don't know, a girl hanging out with her friends. That's about it. That's all I've got. But I could see, I don't know, unless it's a true threat of someone proclaiming, I want to kill XYZ, I don't see that being...
So you don't have any kind of sort of free Palestine stuff there? Or it's all
no.
non-political?
It's pretty non-political.
Just happy?
Smiley? Yeah, just pictures of a lot of, I don't know, traveling and family and friends. Yeah, that's about it.
We have actually a statement in from the Department of Foreign Affairs saying that pictures of girls hanging out with their friends are regarded as a security threat. to this country. I'm 70 years old and studied George Orwell's 1984 for A-level English literature. I never thought we would be living in a world like that, but here we are. Well done us, says Judy. Another texter says, I think that most people who have been critical of Trump or US policy wouldn't want to go to America while Trump is president anyway. That's probably a fair point. Now, you did talk to a US travel expert.
Yeah, and I have to say also that yes, these are just student visas at the moment. They're going to have a look through. So perhaps you and me, they might not have a deep dive into our social media. I got to speak to Aileen Eglinton, US travel expert, and she was quite positive about numbers on planes going over to America. And she's not finding issues amongst the Irish travelling there.
I was talking to Casti Travel, who are the biggest travel agency group in Ireland, and they've been telling me that they have very strong, solid bookings all the way through. They are already very strong for Orlando for Christmas and also New York for Christmas. They said the bookings are huge for Nashville and Vegas for next year, particularly around the Easter time. And in general, they've had a very good first 5 months of the year with bookings to the States. Lots of big groups, no cancellations, no issues. They haven't had any issues about visas, any queries or complaints from any of their customers. And I think one of the things that we need to remember is there's a huge amount of traffic out of Ireland over to the States at the moment. And because of that, there's a lot of new routes and people are getting used to the new routes. So it wouldn't surprise me if maybe if some of the new routes are not at capacity because people are getting used to them. They're, you know, they're trying them out. There's a lot of publicity for them. So the other thing that's important to remember is we have got up to around 20% of transit passengers. So there's people coming from the States and Canada over using Dublin as a hop, because we're a big hub airport now. So there's about 20% of those traffic, that traffic is transit. So that could have a bearing on it as well. So it's not necessarily Irish people. So I hope that helps for your listeners. And I think that in general, we may be seeing a small downturn, but certainly Casti Travel anyway have told me that they are extremely strong. And as I said, it's those big routes, Orlando, New York, Nashville and Vegas.
There you go, Henry. Thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.